The Big Scottish Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 169 of the Big Scottish Football Podcast. I'm Stephen Mill and I'm joined by a man who's still recovering after the Super Scoreboard night out at the weekend. It is, of course, Gordon DL. How are you?
Yeah, well, I had a lovely weekend, but I'm not recovering from that. I've got a little bit of a... Is it a head cold, man?
Head cold.
Flu.
You tried putting Vicks on your feet?
On my feet?
Yeah. You never heard of this before?
No, why'd you put Vicks on your feet?
It's in your system quicker. You put Vicks on your feet tonight.
You're taking the piss, aren't you?
I'm genuinely not taking the piss. You put Vicks on your feet, the soles of your feet, and it will make you feel better.
I'm not.
I'm not taking the piss, honestly.
To be fair, it would save me a lot of Vicks because I'm for put it up my nose. I'll have to use a big jar.
You need to put it on the soles of your feet. There's people out there nodding with agreement.
I'm not having that.
John, seriously.
I've not done it, but I have heard it works.
Yeah. You put Vicks on your feet.
The soles of your feet, before you go to sleep, and then...
How does that get to your fucking head?
It just works. It just works. You don't need to know the science behind it, Gordon. It just works.
I'm telling you now, you're right.
I swear my life I'm not at it.
These guys have got to be going like that when I walk out this studio.
There's two foolproof methods, right? Vicks on the soles of your feet.
Right.
Slice an onion in half.
Oh, for fuck. And leave it
beside your bed.
I stink the place out.
No, it soaks up all the germs.
Hold on.
I'm genuinely not.
A red onion or a white onion?
A white onion. White one.
What's the difference? Don't say the colour. What's the difference between red and white then?
The acidity levels in the onion. The white onions are more acidic.
John.
I've also heard about this onion thing as well.
See, I told you, John, if you put an onion,
you get a sock, right, and you put an onion beside your feet. So you get the Vicks on your feet, Gordon, right, and then put an onion in alongside your sock. Wear a sock and that'll sort you out.
I think it's... Try it tonight and we can report back on the podcast next
week.
Hold
on. So you stick the onion... You don't stick an onion in a sock and put a sock on.
Well, you could.
That's stupid because you've got Vicks.
You're mixing onion and Vicks there. But what I would do personally...
Your bed's not got to smell good in the morning, is it?
Aye, but you can wash your bed, Gordon. Do you never wash your sheets?
Yeah,
you have to crack them to get them in the washing machine usually.
I just throw them out. I do
disposable.
I've been known to do quite a lot of that.
What? It's like a fucking train spotting.
No, it's cheap buying fucking new ones, isn't it?
Right,
this is mental. You're having a go at us for Vicks on the feet and onions beside the bed, and you don't clean your bed sheets. You just buy new ones.
I do that with towels as well, mate. Like, so see, rather than wash them and try and dry them and all that kind of fucking £7 for three or something.
So you just buy new towels.
I bin a lot of my towels, yeah, and buy new ones, yeah.
See the folk who do you just get them for Asda?
Yeah, anyway.
Aye, right, okay, right.
I don't go out and buy expensive.
Surely, like, the people who work in Asda are like, here's that guy again buying three more towels. Like, what's wrong with this man?
But you see the hassle, right? I live in a flat, right?
Uh-huh.
So in the winter time, it's very hard to get, because I've not got a tumble dryer.
Okay.
Right, so it's very hard to get your...
You can buy one of those heated clothes horse things. You plug it in and it dries your clothes.
But it's just as fucking cheap getting out and buying an extra... I only love myself, mate. It's not like I'm buying for a family.
I know that, but it's still... I think that's really, really odd behaviour to buy new towels instead of just washing and drying them. You know, got radiators in your house. Put them on the radiator.
Yeah, but they go prick hard.
Right, okay, this is another debate.
Oh, for fuck... Don't tell me to stick an onion on
No, not today, onions are fine. But, like, I like a hard towel. I don't like...
Oh, no.
I don't like soft towels.
Why?
Because they don't dry you. They don't dry you. They just move the water about your body. They don't dry you properly.
Oh, I don't
you
like
need a
hard,
really
no.
hard, crispy towel. That's what you need. Towels are meant to be hard and crispy, as far as I'm concerned.
Am I the only person that would do that?
What? Buy new towels instead of washing them? Yes, I'm confidently predicting nobody else does that. But nobody else does that.
But you, what I tend to do, right? Why am I putting myself out here for this? What I tend to do, I'm an Asda fanatic, right? I love Asda. So I'm an Asda
fanatic.
It's true, I'm in Asda every day of my life.
You're in Asda every day?
Every day, mate.
How? Why?
Apart from, I don't probably go on a Saturday because I come into the show. Oh, well, I go Saturday after the show to get my dinner and my wee bottle of red or whatever it may be.
Okay.
But I go into Asda most days. And when I leave here and out, I'll probably go to Asda to get my... Right? I fucking do, right? Everybody clocks me in there in Motherwell.
No wonder you're in every day.
Do you know another thing, right? I was in the... what day is this? I was in Friday, as usual.
Yeah.
And I'm standing at the... getting the checkout. Beep. The checkout, the beeps. And the guy for the sushi bar comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he looks at me and he says, do you like sushi? I says, I don't really eat a lot of sushi. I don't, which I don't, right?
Yeah.
Stand there, I'll be back in 2 minutes. I'm looking, thinking, what the fuck's going on here? He goes away and he comes back with two sushi. One was a chicken. He went, stick that in your air fryer, your oven for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That one's just the sushi.
Yeah.
Right, and enjoy. Now I'm thinking, they'll beep these. Because only it's £6 odds each.
Yeah.
So it's about £13 worth of sushi. And I'm going, what happens here? I'm going to get done walking out.
Shoplifting.
Yeah. But he franchises the sushi bit off.
All right,
the
okay.
So he was giving me his own sushi stuff to test. He's obviously hoping that's...
I had no idea. As per usual with the podcast, I had no idea that we were going to learn that those wee sushi bits are franchised. In front of us.
I had no idea. There's sushi in Motherwell. That's the bit that's blown my mind. There's a sushi bit.
Hold on a minute. What are you talking about? Of course, what's up with Motherwell?
I'm not saying anything against Motherwell. I'm just surprised there's a sushi section in Asda and Motherwell.
A sushi section?
A sushi section.
Right, and what I tend to do is, right, I'll walk down the aisle, I like buying candles, right? I'm very into my candles.
You're an Asda and candle fanatic.
I like candles.
Right, okay.
Right, I like the smell of candles in my house.
Okay,
right,
that's normal, and, perfectly normal.
Right, here's another one. I buy flowers as well.
Right, okay, right.
I stay myself, right? So I like flowers and candles in my house.
Okay.
Right.
So are you a middle-aged woman, Gordon? Just
check. Do you like Desperate Housewives? I mean the TV show.
So what I tend to do is walk by, you know, the bits at the end of the aisles where you get all the bargains.
Yeah.
So all the time there's cheap towels or dish. I've got drawers full of dish towels, right? I do the same.
Why?
Because I just use a fresh one all the time. You get them for about £3. So I buy in bulk.
Right.
Right, so I...
Your justification for this is insane, Gordon. And I think everybody listening is agreeing with me just now. This is really, really, really odd behaviour.
It's not really.
I...
You think about it, right. If I had to wash these towels...
Yep.
Then take them over to the laundrette and dry them, it's going to cost me in the region of what?
The laundrette?
Yeah.
Who uses a laundrette?
Me. I've got a laundrette across the road for me that I go over and sit and stick.
Like in EastEnders.
Yeah.
I have never been in a laundrette in my puff. John, when's the last time you were in a laundrette?
I've never used a laundrette ever.
I've never used a laundrette in my life. I thought it was something from the Victorian era.
There's a laundrette...
When folk couldn't afford to have washing machines.
Right, there's a laundrette literally 5 minute walk for me. No, even 2 minutes in the car. Right, 2 minutes in the car. So I've got a big bag, my laundry bag, I call it.
Right, well, right? that's a good idea. Yeah, a good name for a bag.
So if I stick all my stuff in there, my towels and everything in there, by the time I do the washing, by the time I go over to the laundry, by the time I pay my laundry for my dryer to obviously dry them, and by the time it takes me, I'm fucking a couple of quid in Asda. So I just throw them in the bin and refresh. That makes sense.
It's an alternative lifestyle, I think I would call it. You're living an alternative lifestyle, because I don't think many people would do what you do. I would... If there's any documentary makers listening to this podcast, please, could we just follow Gordon around for a day? Because I think that would be That would be stunning.
I do like buying in bulk, mate, right?
Right.
So if you buy in bulk...
Why didn't you get a Costco card then?
Why do I need a Costco card?
Because then it's cheaper to buy in bulk for Costco than it will be for Asda.
But you're missing the point here of this full conversation. I'm on my own. I'm not a family of five or four or three.
I know, yeah, right? I get that.
So I only need a few dish towels.
Right. So what other... So, sorry to dive deeper on this. So you do it with bed sheets.
Bed sheets, towels and dish towels.
Dish towels.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up with that?
I just think that's odd. It's odd behaviour.
Cheaper for me.
It's not. It's not mate, cheaper. It's 100%. It can't be cheaper.
You can get three dish towels for £2 or something.
Right, I know. But if you just... Have you got a washing machine? Like in your house? In your flat? Like a washing... Just a washing machine?
No, I wash them in the fucking sink. Of course I've got a washing machine.
Right, okay. Well, I mean, you just said use a laundry. I thought you maybe had a scrubbing board and something. No, wash them in a bin.
Right, see for a flat, and people will tell you, I live in it, obviously. And in the winter time, a dry clothes is very, very...
You can get heated clothes horse. You can get a heated clothes horse.
Right, but what is the point of that? When? Two things.
Because you plug it in and then it just dries your clothes. It literally dries your clothes.
But I can go to the laundrette and dry my clothes if I want. But
this will be cheaper because all you need to do is buy the clothes horse. So you've got the initial outlay of buying the electrical clothes horse.
Right.
Which will be, I don't know, £60 or something like that.
There you go. Many towels is that?
How often do you buy new dish towels?
I buy them bulk, yeah. I've got...
No, but how many, like, how often would you make that purchase?
Most every single second day.
Every second day you're buying new dish towels?
I'll go in and buy a wee set, yeah, and go, well, look, they're in the sale there. Stick them in. You're not really bothered about the colour, are you?
No, but you're buying new dish towels and towels as well?
2 or 3 days, yeah.
Two or 3 days you're buying new dish towels and towels?
If they're on the sale, I'll pick up a couple of towels while I'm out shopping, yeah.
Right.
And I've got a towel cupboard that I just put them in.
Well, do the maths then. So, like, how much is that costing you per week?
I don't know, mate. I'm not really going to worry about that. No, I know.
But you're saying that it will cost you more to take it to the laundry or to buy a clothes horse, when in fact you could just use the dish towels.
But the cost, and plus the fact, the hassle of waiting for them to dry, right... is a bit of pain in the arse.
But you could do it like before you come in here, and then they'd be dry by the time you get home.
I've found a way of doing it.
Right.
And okay. My way of doing it is...
Listen.
Do you agree with it, John?
I know.
Back me up,
it's
here.
It's bad for the environment, Gordon. It's
what,
bad
buying new towels?
Buying new towels. It can't be good for the environment.
Why do they sell them then?
People need towels.
Exactly.
People don't
because
buy
exactly. Me.
Nut jobs like you are buying dish towels every 2 days. That's why. Because they're like,
I've got a lot of dish towels, mate.
Somewhere at the head office of Asda, they're going through their stock and they're like, Jesus Christ, really big selling.
Do you think
towels and dish towels in Motherwell?
Do you think the security
a huge spike in sales?
Do you think the security boys are sitting going, come here he's coming again? Wonder what aisle he's
they call you
do.
Towel man.
100% they'll be thinking that. You'll have a nickname.
Oh, here comes the towel guy again.
Here comes the towel guy. He's obviously shat himself again.
Listen, I've seen myself going,
let's take pity on him, give him some free sushi.
I've seen myself going a week or so without buying towels. It's not like it's not like I've got an addiction.
I think you do have an addiction. I think Dish Towels Anonymous will be in touch after this.
I do have.
I can see myself all week going without buying towels. That sentence has never been uttered by anyone.
Right.
Move on.
I think we'll need to. We'll revisit that. I mean, if there's anyone out there, by the way, who can in any way relate to what Gordon is saying, then please do get in touch in the YouTube comments. But I think that is... I don't think we're going to find anyone who agrees with this.
100%. I bet there are people out there.
This lifestyle that you've sort of developed over the last wee while.
I'll guarantee you there'll be people out there doing it.
Fair enough. Right, lots of lookalikes chat for last week. Thank you to everyone who's been in touch. Abbey Football Scott as well. Soulstorm Music says, Daz looks a lot more like Lou Carpenter out in Neighbours.
Oh, I've had that one. Had that no, one I don't.
Chris Smith says, Stephen looks like Matt from the series Heroes. He's a dead ringer. And Daz is the old guy from Up.
I don't know that.
I don't know who the guy... Matt from Heroes, John?
All right, I can get Matt from Heroes up. I know who he looks at. I'll get
so that was
up,
a, that
Matt.
Was a sort of like sci-fi like series, wasn't it?
Yeah. Back in the early 90s, was it, I think?
It was a sort of noise, and they all had like superpowers and that. So
So we'll get Matt up from Heroes. Here we go. Matt from Heroes.
Let's see what Matt from
Heroes... Who's this lookalike? You?
Me, right, apparently. Okay. And the old guy from Up, I think everyone knows who he looks like.
Yeah.
I think that's a wee bit harsh on you, I think, yeah.
I don't know. I've never heard the Up.
It's a Disney film. You'd like it.
Is it?
It's a good film.
Are we getting this up here, John?
Oh, is it not up? Is Matt from Heroes not popped up?
No, it's not. We've still got the Big Scottish Football podcast here.
Hold on. Why is Matt from Heroes not popping up? There we go. Is that it now?
Oh, by the way, I can see that.
I know who that guy is.
Yeah, I can see that.
Brian W says the sweaty octopus looks like a bit like Stuart from the Big Bang Theory. Have we got
Stuart
him?
Stuart from the Big Bang Theory. Obviously, I can't see it myself, but Big Bang.
Yeah, but you couldn't see Marv from Home Alone. No,
Marv from Home Alone.
I think it's going to be hard to top that, to be honest with you, because I think if you did grow your hair a wee bit and make it curly, I think that
100%.
I think it's.
I'm buying into that.
Yeah,
buy into that, right? Stuart from Big Bang. I know. I want to show this one. I know he's going to jump. I don't want to show this one.
Come on,
get it up.
Right, okay, Stuart.
Get it on the screen,
Stuart.
You need to flick over to YouTube for this bit, guys. If you're listening to this one, because obviously this is very visual. This part of the show.
This is very visual indeed. Right, Stuart from The Big Bang Theory. We'll put him on.
Yes,
he totally does. Yes, he totally does. That's a good
By
one.
The way, let me tell you about half past seven on Saturday night. That one says double.
Oh, that's good. That is good. No, I do like that one. That is good.
Brilliant.
Raymond Doonan says, I look like Peter Leaven.
I can see that.
Peter Leaven.
I'm happy with that.
Let's get Peter up. Peter. Aye, I can see that one.
I don't know.
I
don't know. He was looking crab at on Saturday night. I often look crab at as well, to be honest with you. So.
Peter's not working.
He's got lighter hair than me.
I like the first one.
Yeah. Who else have we got? A Timu John Suter. I don't think I look like John Suter.
No, that's from Tony Anderson.
Daz reminds me of Nick Faldo.
No!
There is a bit of Nick Faldo, actually.
I'm trying to find old Faldo.
If Nick Faldo stopped dyeing his hair, he might look a wee bit like you.
I can see it.
There is
Marsh, you can see it.
There's a slight Nick Faldo about
By
you.
The way, he does dye that. And
Of course he does, it's ridiculous. Rido Hocho says, might be harsh, but Gordon looks like the original wizard from The Wizard of Oz. Frank Morgan.
I don't know who Frank Morgan is, right, well, but let's have a look. Okay.
I am very much looking forward
Frank
to this
Morgan.
One as well.
Okay,
Frank Morgan, Wizard of Oz. Does he?
Oh, look, he's laughing. Aye, okay, John, don't put it up then.
Right, okay. So
let's see Frank Morgan, the original Wizard of Oz.
I'm desperate to see.
That is quite good. That is quite good. And Frazinho 1 says, I'm not sure who Stephen looks like, but he's got the biggest face I've ever seen. I do have a large head. There's absolutely nothing I can do about that. Right, let's move on to the football at the weekend then. Let's start with yesterday. It was not a thriller at Ibrox, let's be honest. You were just wanting anyone to score on Super Scoreboard yesterday.
Mate. Well, fun enough, it. Kickoff, excuse me, kickoff 1 o'clock. I predicted extra time and Celtic to win in penalties. And I regretted it all the way through the game because I thought this is going all the way to penalty kick. Mm-hmm. It was dreadful, absolutely dreadful. And yet I got to the stage, and obviously I've not been feeling that great over the weekend. And I got to the stage that I couldn't care. I apologised to people that were listening saying, if any team scores, I'm celebrating with them. Because we were on for an extra hour, which was a long time for me.
Yeah.
But, look, it was what it was. I think when the team sheet come in, you see what Celtic were missing. And everybody fancied Rangers strongly. Absolutely. But I don't see the confidence in Rangers. I don't think they've got 90 minutes in them.
They probably played well for about 70 minutes. I would say Rangers. They were the better team in extra time as well. But I thought Celtic defended really well. But going forward, I mean, Celtic offered nothing. Nothing going forward. They were terrible.
Yeah.
Nvuka. Talk to me about Nvuka.
I got a wee bit embarrassed yesterday because I was giving this lad a hard time. And I hate that because it's very easy. I was an ex-player myself and you heard people coming on, pundits and everything. And if they gave you a hard time, you'd be thinking, who do you think?
Yeah.
Right? And I get that, right? But my thing is quite simple. He's in a Celtic jersey, he's hopeless. Mm-hmm. He's probably one of the worst Celtic players I've seen. I couldn't believe. I actually said on the show that he looked like a guy who had won a competition to play with Celtic, right? And he come on. But the bit that worries me is if you are got an academy and you've not got a young kid that is better than what you're bringing on that part, I'm sorry. So you need to shut your academy down.
I'm glad you brought that up because there was one Scottish player starting yesterday between the two teams, which was McCowan. Rangers didn't have one Scottish player in the starting lineup. Celtic had Luke McCowan. And I'm looking at these players, just as you're saying there, and thinking, surely Rangers and Celtic have better homegrown players than spending money on dross. Now, see, like 25 years ago, when
They were going to pay $3 million for this guy.
I know. Incredible.
£3 million.
And I refuse to believe. I refuse to believe. Celtic and Rangers still hoover up the best of the Scottish talent. And I know they'll come in, and we've spoken about this in the podcast before, so I hate to go over it again, but they always moan about, but the teams from down south are nicking all our best young players and all the rest of it. Play them then.
Yeah.
Play them.
Yeah. See if you're sitting yesterday and you're in the academy and you're a winger with Celtic and you're watching that, uh-huh. I would have turned around and says to my mum and dad, go and buy me a set of golf clubs.
Yeah.
Because...
Or leave. Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because I just think, and obviously, not every player coming through is going to make it, right? That's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. But I refuse to believe that, you know, and I think it's slightly different from what it was 20, 25 years ago when Celtic and Rangers had genuinely really, really, really good players from abroad or from down south or whatever that were keeping Scottish players out of the team. These are not good players who are keeping young Scottish players out of the team.
100%.
Like, these are not good Celtic and Rangers players. Yeah, there's a few decent players in there, absolutely. I'm not saying there aren't. But these are not a really, really, really high caliber of players. And I'm completely with you. If you're a Celtic winger in the sort of coming through the youth setup and you're thinking, Jesus, they're going to pay £3 million for that. They played £5 million for Balakwisha, who's, you know, posted missing.
He was in Silver Bunchon.
What chance have you got? What chance have you got?
Do you know what surprised me was?
And actually, I thought Dane Murray, when he came on, played really well.
Excellent.
I thought he was excellent when he came on. And he played the guy they've got on loan for Brentford. Why?
Yeah.
Just played Dane Murray.
Exactly. And I thought Trusty was man of match for me.
Trusty played really well.
I thought he was brilliant. But the one thing that surprised me was Martin O'Neill, I think, played this guy for 45 minutes and then just hooked him, right? Mm-hmm. And he's not been seen. I was surprised Martin O'Neill put him on the pitch.
But they don't have... I mean, that's the thing. Like, who else have they got?
I would have rather played with 10 men. I honestly could not... Now, I'm not... This guy could leave Scottish football because we've seen it before and go and make a career for himself or whatever because Celtic were going to pay something in the region of £3 million for him. They'd need to explain that one to me. Maybe Scottish football, maybe Celtic, maybe it's too big a club, maybe it was too big an ask. I've played in those fixtures and let me tell you, they can swallow you up very, very quickly. Let's not be kidded with that. But he just looked like a guy that basically he just turned up there and somebody gave him a strip. So that was incredible.
Celtic are through. They will not give a toss about how the game went, how they played. They're through. That's all they care about. And that's completely fair enough on their part. But at what cost as well? Because obviously McGregor injured, Tierney injured, picked a couple of injuries up yesterday as well, by the looks of it. 120 minutes, penalties. And Hearts weren't even playing this weekend, but they'll be looking at it and thinking, All right, good.
I've watched these two teams now for weeks upon weeks, and Martin O'Neill's, what a job he's done. To go, like, his last four games away from home,
mm-hmm.
you know, with that squad and that team, because Celtic fans will tell you, as well as Rangers fans, probably two worst Celtic Rangers teams we've seen for a long, long time. Right? You could pick the bones out of every single one of these teams. There's no doubt about it. But Martin O'Neill, four away, and his results have been unbelievable. They won a quarter final yesterday and didn't have a shot on target till penalty kicks. It's incredible. You look at Rangers, on the other hand, Rangers fans would have been sitting there going, well, if we can't beat that Celtic team, we'd be better chucking it.
They've had two home games in a week against them, and also had a full week to prepare for yesterday.
We'd phone calls wanting the manager sacked already, the Rangers manager, which always happens, right after the final whistle, the penalty kicks, get rid of
it. Do you think it's a mentality issue then?
I just think it's...
Or are they just not very good, or both?
I think about it both. I think there's a lot of Joey average football players playing with those two clubs that would never get in the door years ago. I look at the big lad up front, Nadiri, for instance. Somebody would need to tell me why he stays. Okay, took a penalty kick and scored it. Apart from that...
Just.
Right, apart from that, somebody will need to tell me why he stayed in the football park. He was dreadful. He was absolutely dreadful. Rangers have got some bad players. Everybody was talking about Kasama and how great he was when he came on. Another one, and you let a young lad like Finlay Curtis go to Kilmarnock, who's probably, for me, miles better than him. So I think the two of them have got their problems. You look at the split coming up, the top six is cemented, some real difficult games there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not looking at a Rangers Celtic team thinking, they're going to win every game now, right? So Hearts are sitting 5 points in front, rested up, starting to get some players back. You'll never get a better chance.
Mm-hmm.
Never get a better chance.
obviously, all the scenes at the end and all the rest of it as well, you know, it's just fed up talking about like stuff.
Do you know
that.
What really bothers me about that, Stephen, is I've played at Ibrox in that fixture with 7,500, whatever it is, behind the goals, right? And let me tell you, it's the best atmosphere in the world. See, for a player, it's unbelievable. It is great. But they've now wasted it. It's not going to happen now. And it takes that away from me, the fixture. Because the fixture is about this Rangers and Celtic. And just behave yourselves and stuff like that. They're talking about bringing alcohol into... Oh, there's absolutely no chance that's going to happen at these games. But the behaviour after...
I think, to be fair, it was never going to be at these games anyway. Like,
the behaviour in the scenes after the game, it's embarrassing for both clubs. And I'm not getting caught up because we're going to get it in Super Scoreboard all week that, oh, it was them that done this and it was them. And the blame game gets shifted, whatever it may be. I'm not getting caught up in that. I just think it was a pity. The game was dreadful, but the excitement of penalty kicks, it's a cup tie... it's a pity that there was a chance there maybe to build that relationship back up of getting more supporters in, because you want to go and see your teams in these big games, but that'll be squashed now. Not a chance.
So Celtic through to the semi-finals, and they will play St Mirren after they beat Partick Thistle last night in the final quarter-final of the weekend. It was 2-1 in the end. And again, I think Partick Thistle were really unlucky, to be perfectly honest with you. I thought they played really well.
Another goal that they deserved for me.
Started really well. St Mirren came back into it, looked quite strong, got their couple of goals. But then in the second half, I thought Partick Thistle were the better side again.
I thought Partick Thistle were a better side. I was very impressed with Mark's team, the way they set up, everything about them. You need a wee bit of luck to go for you. They didn't get it, obviously. We'll talk about a decision that obviously didn't go for them, that Mark was a bit upset about. But I like to look at Partick, and that's the reason why they're having a good season, sitting second in the Championship. I thought St Mirren looked like what St Mirren are just now. They're a team that they're not doing what they used to do. Their league campaign is dreadful, and I thought they were very lucky to be in the semi-final of the Scottish Cup, I've got to say.
So they've already won the League Cup. They're in the semi-final of the Scottish Cup. They would have taken that at the start of the season. But as you say, they're going to have to play a lot better if they're going to make the final.
Yeah, Celtic will go in strong favourites as much as you look at that Celtic team and think, well, if you're ever going to play Celtic, here's the time. But St Mirren have went back the way. Don't get me wrong, if you look at their league form up until they played Motherwell in the semi-final as well, wasn't that great? They were excellent against Motherwell. Then they take another dip. They're excellent against Celtic in the final and deservedly won the cup. There's no doubt about that. And then they take a... I don't know what's happened to St Mirren, but I watched them last night and some of those players they've got as well, my God, the recruitment. But it's all about cup football, it's all about getting in. Next round, Celtic achieved it without a shot on target. St Mirren achieved it last night, a little bit of help. And they play in the semi-final and I'm looking forward to it.
So yeah, they'll play Celtic in the semi-final. Two teams who deserve to go through. We'll start on Friday night. Falkirk beating Dundee United by 2-1. Falkirk getting off to a really spawny start as per usual. Obviously the goalkeeper parrying out to Barney Stewart as is sort of tradition when it comes to goalkeepers playing at the Falkirk Stadium. And then a quick second goal as well, and Falkirk were absolutely cruising. And then Dundee United pipped our goal just before half time and made it a wee bit nervy in the second half.
They did.
Maybe,
Should your goalkeeper have saved it, John?
I think Scott will look back on that and be disappointed because it was at him and he could have. I think it was
two absolute sitters from Dundee United as well. Two sitters that they should have scored.
One that comes off the post.
Oh, but then Scott Bain redeems himself a great save from the 1-1 from, I think it was Sapsford, was it?
Has to score, man.
He's got to score.
Has to score.
Yeah.
And then at that point, I obviously switched off. No, I didn't. To be fair, as soon as it went 2-0, I just went and watched something else. And then I saw Dundee United scored and I put it back on. So, obviously, Falkirk through the semi-finals, I don't know what to say, John.
I know what to say. It's brilliant. Going back to Hampden, really, really excited about it. And like, I think our season comes down to that. I think it looks like we're going to be top six, right? Because I can't. Dundee United.
No, yeah, you are going to be top six.
Yeah, but like, so our season kind of. Because I don't think we've got enough in us to overcome Hibs, right? We might, who knows? But our season really comes down to trying to get that Scottish Cup final now. Because if we end up at six, well, we'll have a say in where the title goes, obviously. But I'm really, really excited and obviously very apprehensive about going.
Are you two going to go to each other for the next? How many weeks is it before the semi final?
It's like 5 weeks or something.
Who's shitting themselves the most? John.
I mean, John should be, because Falkirk will go into this as massive favourites. Yeah. Massive favourites. I think if Falkirk don't win this semi-final, it would probably be. Listen, Gordon, you can have your opinion. Probably one of the biggest cup upsets of all time.
Shut up, Stephen. Anything can happen in a derby game, right? It's a one-off game.
You mean a team in the top six of the Premiership against that sort of...
Yeah, that's true. Yous are way down there in the Championship at the moment, obviously, behind the park.
But that's what I mean,
John. Well, and I think you're 7 points away from
there. There's not a lot of confidence coming from...
He's nervous,
man.
Isn't he? He's nervous.
And that's the nervous.
Thing. In terms of Dunfermline, we have nothing to lose. We've got nothing to lose.
The thing is, that's why I was like, right, let's just get Celtic or St Mirren. Because if you lose a semi-final against Celtic, you lose a semi-final against St
Mirren.
It's all right. You will not hear about it again. If you lose a semi-final against your bitter rivals, I keep going on to him about the bloody 2009 Cup semi where we pumped Dunfermline at Hampden. I keep going on about that, and that was 15, 16 years ago. Like, and if we get beaten at final, I will not hear it. Yeah. Like, I genuinely will get a message from him every single day for the rest of my life.
I think whoever loses should leave the podcast.
And honestly, it's like the WWE,
A career ending. Whoever loses obviously, like that. I'm going to have to leave the podcast because Falkirk should win. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no way that Falkirk shouldn't win this match.
I can't believe John's turned around there and said, I would rather get Celtic or
Celtic.
You're getting a Championship team in the semi-final of the Scottish Cup. Surely that's the team you would have rather had, Dunfermline.
No, because...
my arse!
I said I'd want to Celtic because I fancy our chances against Celtic because we're due one.
But you might get in the final.
Celtic. We might get them in the final, we might beat them in the final. But honestly, it's so stressful. Callum Morrison's playing for Dunfermline, and all I can think about is Callum Morrison scoring a winner against us, and not, just that's my
kissing
fear.
The badge in that.
No,
yeah.
And but then I think, oh, well, Barney Stewart played for Dunfermline this season, and he may end up scoring a winner. So
I think Barney Stewart is a stick on his score. And listen, like I'm not exaggerating, but it would be a massive upset if Dunfermline managed.
Big question for you two, right?
Yeah.
Hampden semi-final, is it better going to a Tynecastle?
I think
because you aren't filling that.
No, we're not.
I think
the crowd
25,000. It'll be 25,000 odd at Hampden.
I think we'll probably each take about 13,000.
You think so?
Aye.
Oh, yeah.
26,000 at Hampden.
Aye.
No, I get your point, but there's no stadium that will fill that.
Yeah,
yeah. I think we'll get with 26. I mean, if it was at Tynecastle, the atmosphere would be incredible. It'd be an unbelievable atmosphere. But yeah, I think with Stephen, I think it's going to be 25,000 to 30,000 that will go to that game.
Yeah, and we want it to be at Hampden. It's the biggest stage. It's a national stadium. It's a great rivalry in Scottish football. It really is. Like I love the games. And there's been so many massive games over the sort of, you know, even in the last few years, there's been massive games between.
Yeah,
the
you've not
and
won
Falcon.
Many in the last year or so. So
well.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't been very good. I don't know if you've just heard that. I mean, and which is why Falkirk going into this is such massive favourites, and which is why they really should be winning this match.
I've got another 5 weeks of this to go. No. Honestly, another 5 weeks in the office with him. Jesus Christ.
No, I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, this is what I was going to say. It's the biggest stage. It's Hampden. The players want to play there as well.
You're
the
fans, just delighted to be there.
Listen, we've got nothing to lose when it comes to this game. Falkirk have everything to lose because they're the team who are in the top six of the Premiership, expected to win. You know, they're having probably their best season in God knows how long. And if they don't win, I mean, that would be mega embarrassing. Mega embarrassing if they
don't be a championship. Yeah, exactly. A floundering championship side.
Glad you agree, John. So, it will be a huge game. And if Falkirk don't win, it makes it even better that it's at Hampden and they shit their pants on the biggest stage. So,
are you both going together? That'd be nice.
Well, it depends when it is.
No chance. Am I going
hands across the Kincardine Bridge. No, we absolutely won't be going together.
No.
I suspect, I've got no insider info here, by the way, but I suspect it's going to be on the Saturday lunchtime. It'll be Saturday lunchtime kickoff.
I've heard that as well.
So I don't know, but I have contacts elsewhere that I could probably check later on today. So I suspect I might be there. Anyway, doing some work. So I think that it'll be a great occasion. Like James McFadden was talking about last night after the draw, just saying like, you know, it's the tie of the round. It's the one.
Yeah.
And I know there's lots of people out there who don't understand why Dunfermline and Falkirk have this massive rivalry.
Why do they? Because they're miles apart.
No, well, they're not really.
15 miles.
15 miles.
There you go. 15 miles. It's a derby.
Do you know what it is? I think it's just because, like I've said, we've had so many big games over the years. Where we've either been fighting against relegation or we've been going for titles in the Championship or League One or whatever it is. And obviously there's been loads of unsavoury incidents and stuff that's happened from both sides as well. But I just think it's... So when we're in the same league as Falkirk, right? And say Raith Rovers are in the league as well.
Right, a question. Do you hate Falkirk more than you hate Raith?
Oh, and I've got no hate. I genuinely have no hatred towards
Raith.
But
that is the derby, isn't it? That's
the Fife derby, yeah.
Yeah.
But I've got no hatred towards... Why would I hate Raith?
Does Dunfermline fans not have a dislike to Raith Rovers?
I would say it's more
Raith more hate Dunfermline than Dunfermline hate Raith, because Dunfermline Falkirk's the derby, and maybe I'm wrong, Stephen, but I'm pretty sure all Dunfermline supporters see Falkirk as a derby and not Raith as a derby. So, but Raith sees Dunfermline as a derby.
I think they see Falkirk as the big game, whereas Raith Rovers is the Fife derby.
Well, when I used to play in that derby, especially
East End.
They were over 10,000 at
it. I know, of course, yeah. They're big. So Dunfermline play Raith Rovers on Saturday. And obviously we want to beat Raith Rovers. They're our local rivals. But sometimes it's just nice for Raith Rovers to win occasionally because, you know, like it's just Raith Rovers. Nobody.
Honestly. Every time we played,
Well, exactly. But that's so irrelevant to me that I don't even remember it. So that's the thing. Whereas,
to be fair, Nerd, I just made that up.
whereas, I think we all remember the Falkirk games, the big ones, and the ones that don't go so well. So, it's going to be a massive game. And this podcast is going to be good over the next few weeks, I suspect, John. Don't be taking any time off.
I've got, by the way, can I just say, I've got a week off before the game.
Put it in your annual leave. It's quarter to ten last night.
I will be back for the Monday after that game.
Well, though. I might not be.
It's a career ender.
Exactly. Whoever loses has to retire. So, it's huge. Just a quick word, actually, on Dunfermline on Saturday night. I thought we were outstanding. Aberdeen.
They're terrible, Christ.
Like, it was weird because, like, the atmosphere was great the entire game. We were, bar about the first 15 minutes where Aberdeen had a couple of sort of near misses, Dunfermline were so far in front of Aberdeen. It was unbelievable. Aberdeen are a shambles.
They're terrible.
And at no point did I think Aberdeen were going to get back in that game. And had Dunfermline won 5 or 6-0, it wouldn't have been flattering. We were so far ahead that at the end, obviously, it was great celebrations, back in a semi-final, first time for 17 years, but it didn't feel as sort of, you know, ecstatic as what the Hibs game did. Yeah. I don't know if it was just because of the circumstance, like the Hibs game was a last-minute winner and stuff like that as well, so it was a wee bit more like that. Whereas we were so comfortable.
But do you not think the difference was, you probably didn't fancy yourself to beat Hibs, right?
No, I didn't.
But I know a lot of people that fancied you to beat Aberdeen.
Not you, though.
No, I totally got that.
Somebody came up to me at the game and was like, make sure you dig Gordon DL.
Oh, 100%, and rightly so. I fancied Aberdeen big time. I thought, surely they're the holders of the cup. They're having a disaster of a season. Surely this is their big moment. But all credit to you, well done, and I'm looking forward to that semi-final.
That'll
be
huge. Absolutely. Aye. Listen, it'll be a massive game. Really looking forward to it. I know John isn't, because obviously all the pressure's on Falkirk, so there's absolutely no
pressure
on the
Fenton. Stephen, you're shiting yourself as well. Don't pretend. Don't give this face to the podcast. I've got the messages. I've got the messages in my hand, Stephen. You're shiting it at all.
Oh, well, obviously, I don't want to get beat. I don't want to get beat by Falkirk. That'd be terrible. However, what I would say is, I'd much rather get beat in the semi-final from Falkirk than get beat in the final from Falkirk. That would have been a lot worse. We'll see what happens. Obviously, all the pressure on Falkirk going into the big semi-final in a few weeks, and Celtic St Mirren. One game in the Premiership. Another reason for Hearts to smile at the weekend, because it finished Dundee 2, Motherwell 1. Cracking result for Dundee. They look like they're pretty much safe now, to be perfectly honest, which is great, which didn't look like was going to be the case earlier on the season. Stephen Presley has completely turned that around on a cracking job. But for Motherwell, I had a wee feeling on Saturday that they weren't going to win, because they had to lose at some point. Motherwell had to lose at some point. It was the first that first goal that they conceded was the first goal in 6 hours and 26 minutes of football,
incredible,
which is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And Dundee are just 2 points behind Dundee United now. Everyone's played 29 games. What we got? 4 games left before the split. And Dundee will be in the fight for the best of the rest.
Oh, Dundee will be fine. I've always said Dundee will be fine. Ain't it funny that, not everybody, there were a lot of people out there going, Motherwell, the form they're in, can go and win the league, right? There was absolutely no chance Motherwell got to win the league.
You think that's a dead now?
Well, this is what I'm going to say. One result. Yeah. And everybody's gone, that's their chance blown, right? And that's what they were depending on. One result, and everybody would have gone, yeah, that's their chance blown to win the league. Yeah, I don't think Motherwell got to win the league, but like Falkirk, I think the split will be brilliant. They'll have a massive say in it, because nobody will like going to Fir Park.
No, absolutely not. 2-1 it finished to Dundee on Saturday. Motherwell remaining fourth. They are 4 points behind Rangers, 5 points behind Celtic, and 10 points behind Hearts. Everybody played the same games. Elsewhere at the weekend, there was a win for Scotland's women, 7-0 against Luxembourg. That was following up from a 5-0 win during the week as well. So 2 wins from 2 to start the World Cup qualifying campaign. In the Championship, there were 3 games, and St Johnston extended their lead at the top to 8 points after a 2-0 win at Morton. Morton have been on a shocking run of form since beating Dunfermline, funnily enough. But St Johnstone managed to pick up all 3 points on Saturday. 2 goals for them, and they are 8 points clear at the top. Now, Partick Thistle do have a game in hand, obviously, because they were in Scottish Cup action at the weekend. However, better having points in the bag when you're going for a title.
100%. Like Hearts, sitting top of the league. You've got your points. Celtic and Motherwell were playing catch up. Obviously, they have now, but they've still got the 5 points. St Johnstone, 8 points. Big, strong squad. Spent a few quid in January. Stairs to throw away.
I think St Johnstone I'll just have too much for Partick Thistle in the end.
I think if Mark can keep all his players fit, I was very impressed with Partick.
Yeah, I thought they played well. Partick are away at Morton on Friday night, as St Johnstone at home to Ross County. But then the following week, it's Partick Thistle versus St Johnstone on the Friday night, which is going to be a blockbuster. So, huge game there. So, elsewhere, Arbroath 0, Ross County 0. Ross County finished with 9 men on Saturday too. Arbroath remain in third place. They are 7 points ahead of Dunfermline. Dunfermline do have a game in hand, though. So, if they win that, that would make things interesting, wouldn't it? In terms of the Championship, I think Dunfermline, Ayr United, fine. Not going to be in any sort of bother at the bottom of the table. I think you can sort of discount them. But from Queen's Park down, who are on 31 and Airdrie are on 26, Queen's Park beat Airdrie 1-0 on Saturday, which was a huge 3 points, puts them up to sixth place. They're actually in a not bad running form. They've won 3 of their last 6 Queen's Park, lost to Dunfermline last week, but they've managed to pull themselves clear a wee bit. And I don't know who's going to get relegated in that league. Because you're still looking probably Queen's Park down, I would say.
Yeah.
Queen's Park, Raith Rovers, Morton, Ross County, Airdrie. One will be in the playoff, one will get relegated. Who are you going for?
Hold on, what did you say, Queen's Park down?
I mean that from Queen's Park, where they are down in the table. So they're on 31, Airdrie are on 26.
I think Airdrie are struggling.
Aye.
I really do. But
they are picking up the odd win here and there, though.
I know.
It's maybe not enough.
It's so close. Look at Raith Rovers as well. I didn't realise how...
Well, don't, you know, and they're away at East End Park on Saturday as well. So, you know, not going to be an easy
they've
game.
They've been dragged in. But if you look at from Airdrie, as you say, up to Queen's Park, who you're thinking, oh, back up to six, they're 5 points.
Yeah, it's not much.
No, that's a difficult one. Ross County they're dross just now, aren't they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know. I think it's a little bit of luck keeping players fit in that league, because obviously you don't have the biggest squads. I know Ross County have spent a few quid, but it's keeping your key players fit.
Yeah.
Might be the difference.
League One at the weekend. Alloa turned it around against Celtic Hearts. They were losing, but they won by 2-1. Cove Rangers also won as well. A big win for them at home against Peterhead. East Fife, deary, deary me. I went on to look for Dick Campbell's interview yesterday.
As you know,
he put Pink out instead. So
that's
unfortunate.
You've got to get Dick out there.
I know, exactly. It's better having Dick out. Dick out more than anything.
Exactly.
Anyway, they lost 3-0 at home to Hamilton, and was described as one of their worst performances of the season. And they are mega, mega struggling. Only 1 win in the last 6. It's probably more than that, to be perfectly honest with you. Inverness beat Montrose by 3-1, so they remain 2 points clear at the top. In fact, they extend their lead at the top, because Stenhouse Muir drew with Queen of the South at Palmerston. You see, was it somebody put a brick through the Stenhouse Muir bus on
did
Saturday
you see
as well?
Yeah,
that
ridiculous.
Mental. Didn't realise there was a big rivalry between Queen of the South.
I didn't either.
And Stenhouse Muir, maybe one of those Scottish football and rivalries I knew nothing about. So 1-1 it finished there. And Inverness, 2 points clear at the top, and they've got a game in hand as well. In League Two, it's 6 wins in a row for East Kilbride. They're now topped by 5 points. Spartans, since beating East Kilbride, was it 6-0?
Yeah. They fell off the cliff, didn't they?
They've absolutely fallen off a cliff. So, yes.
Dumbarton
won 3-0 against Spartans on Saturday. It was 3-3 between Annan and Stirling Albion. Edinburgh City won 4-1 against Stranraer, and it was 1-1 between Forfar and Clyde. At the bottom of the table, It's only 2 points between Edinburgh City and Dumbarton. Obviously, they both won at the weekend. So that's going to be interesting to see who finishes bottom. Annan probably not quite out of it yet. They're on 28 points. And at the top, East Kilbride look like they are in a rich, veiny form. But Spartans do have a game in hand, so we'll see what happens. Right, let's get to some refereeing decisions then, shall we?
La gente está muy loca. What
the fuck? Right, so some of the games over the weekend in the Scottish Cup had VAR and some of them didn't. So Falkirk Dundee United didn't have VAR, I'm right in saying, John? Was there VAR?
No, there was no VAR, but there was nothing doing.
There was nothing doing, right, that's fine. There was no VAR at Dunfermline versus Aberdeen.
Were there anything there that you seen?
Kevin Nisbet got brought down in the box, but I thought...
Penalty. Absolute penalty. Charlie Gilmore, dirty bastard.
Well, for a start... It wasn't Charlie Gilmore.
It was Charlie Gilmore that brought him down.
It was
in Gwenya.
So, and I thought he got the ball. So I didn't think it was a penalty.
Nah, penalty.
Rangers versus Celtic. Right. So, couple of goals chopped off. Maeda's goal chopped off. Scales was offside.
100%.
He was offside. The handball. So Fernandez heads it down. And...
Right. Do you know what...
Talk to me.
What I'd like to know is why he runs away and celebrates the way he celebrates when he clearly knows there's not a chance.
He kind of catches it with his hand as well.
There's not a chance in the world that goal was going to stand, right?
Yeah.
And he's away celebrating like it's... that baffles me. Yeah. But two correct decisions.
There was also the handball from Trusty.
Wasn't a handball.
From Chermiti's shot.
Yeah.
And
not a penalty kick.
No penalty.
No. If the way he goes down,
his hand was here.
See if it hits the other one.
Yeah.
It's a stonewaller.
Yeah.
He's getting there's a penalty kick given that on his left hand, wasn't it? But his right one was tucked in. It hits him. It's correct decision. It's not a penalty kick.
Okay. Okay. St Mirren Partick Thistle penalty against Robbie Crawford due to a handball. I think this is an incredibly bad decision. I'd be furious if I was a part of this one.
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Because again,
it comes off his foot.
For a start. And then I thought if you were protecting your face, which he clearly was, he was like that. It hits his hand.
But his hands aren't out.
I know.
He's not making himself bigger. His hands in front of his body. It comes off his foot first and goes on to his... It's ridiculous. The game's still getting played, and all of a sudden, then I'm thinking,
you know, as soon as he gets called over, though, he's going to give it. But surely the referee can look at that and go, well, no, that's not a penalty.
I know, but is it VAR re-refereeing the game?
Yes, of course it is.
Yeah, and why have we not got strong enough referees that look at that and think, no, I'm sorry, I disagree with that decision. I'm not on field. I've got a better look at that. I thought that was really a ridiculous decision to give a penalty kick for that.
Yes, I agree. Right, okay then, nothing much doing in Dundee versus Motherwell, so we'll move on and we'll have a wee game of who dares wins then. So it's myself against Daz. We're going to bid on a certain topic. I think it's me to bid first. And it's 16-10 to you. To use.
Oh, you better win then.
Right, what we got this week then, John?
Right, there are 18 teams in the Highland League.
Oh no.
How many can you name? Nice and simple this week.
In the Highland
League? 18 teams in the Highland League. How many can you name? Stephen, you get to bid first.
Jesus Christ, John. Six. I'm struggling. That's a good one, though. I like that. This is good.
The Highland League?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've got seven in me, mate.
Sure, you've got seven in you.
I got five.
Seven.
You going seven? Cool, I'll go eight.
I've no got eight. I've no got nine.
Right, so I'm right. Going wait.
Go wait.
You'll piss
okay,
up.
Right, no worries. Okay. Right, Stephen. 18 from the Highland League. Go for it.
Brechin City.
Correct.
Oh, easy one right away.
The bold Sheriff, Killian Sheridan, plays for them. He's been doing some work on the scoreboard.
He has been. Bucky Thistle.
Bucky Thistle, of course, yeah. They're eighth in the Highland League at the moment.
For Martin.
Fourth in the Highland League.
You've got excuses, mate.
Inverurie Locals.
Inverurie Local Works. Yeah, yes. they are, of course.
Right. What else have we got up there? Devon Vale.
Devonville, yeah.
We played against him.
What am I on?
Four. That is you on five.
Five. Three to get. Right. Keith.
Keith, yeah.
Nairn County.
He's best.
Yeah. One more.
And Wick.
Wick Academy.
Wick Academy.
Yeah. There you go.
Why do you not say Elgin?
Because Elgin are in League Two.
Oh, sure they are.
So that would have been a wrong answer.
Oh, man. I would have been out.
Right, you got any others, Daz?
I'm trying to think.
I've been up there a few times with Air as well as a manager.
There'll be loads. I don't know. Because that's the thing. It's that way where...
Christ,
I'm not sure how northeast the Highland League is. If there's any teams in the northeast, Banks of Dee or anything like that.
Banks of Dee are there, aye. They're in six at the moment in the Highland League.
Who else? Brora.
Brora, oh, top. Brora, good. They're top of the league.
Brora's
now,
good.
Yeah,
they've been in the playoff a couple of times. Yeah.
My favourite Scottish football name of a league team. I love it.
Better than Inverurie Local Works.
No, I just like the way it sounds.
What's it start with?
C.
C. No, I don't know.
Clackna-cudden.
Oh, Clackna-cudden. Oh, I should have got Clackna-cudden.
Yeah.
You got any else? I think I'm out.
Nah.
I think I might be out.
Many's that, John?
Fort that, William, have they got a team?
Fort William, they do have a team, but they're not in the Highland League.
Right, okay.
But you've got another good Highland, team name that everyone, you always see, Forest Mechanics.
Forest Mechanics, yeah.
There you go. Fraser Bras.
How do we not get that?
Turriff United.
Turriff.
Huntley.
Yeah.
Strathspey Whistle.
When they got Strathspey.
Lossiemouth.
I've seen a Lossiemouth game. I've been to Lossiemouth.
And Rothes. There you go.
Oh, Rothes. There you go.
Right, oh, well, that closes the gap.
Yep.
Right. Question time.
Right, question.
It's your chance to ask Daz anything that's been bothering you on question time, like why does he buy so many dish towels? Dave says, this is to Daz. Would you rather fight 100 chicken sized zombies or 10 zombie sized chickens?
Right. Fight 100
chicken sized zombies.
Chicken sized.
So zombies that are chicken sized.
100, right?
But 100 of them.
Right.
Or 10 zombie sized chickens. So 10 chickens that are the size of a zombie, like a person.
I'd go for 100, would you know?
I think you've jumped in there too quick, Daz.
How?
Because remember, you're fighting zombies, right? And zombies, if they bite you, that's you done. You're done. It only takes one of the wee critters to get at your ankles and do it. But then if you're fighting the chicken, I mean, it's a straight fight between you and a chicken. You're not going to be zombified if you're fighting a chicken. You're just going to die if you're fighting.
Hold on. Say the question. Read that out again.
Would you rather fight 100 chicken-sized zombies? So
zombies.
Zombies.
But they're not saying they're
the size of chickens, right? But as John correctly points out, if you get bitten by a zombie,
yeah, you're dead.
Yeah, that's you. Zombied.
You're gone. You're zombied.
But there's 100 of them.
Right. So they're going to come round about you, ain't they?
Well, that's the thing.
They've got to circle you.
You'd have to think of your tactics. Or would you rather fight 10 zombie-sized chickens?
So chickens. Right. Okay.
That are the size of humans.
I'm fighting the chicken. I'm kicking the egg right out the chicken.
So 10 chickens.
I'm fighting the chickens.
I'd shit myself if there was 10. I didn't like big birds.
Oh, I like a big bird. What has it got to say? Yeah, well, you got a better chance because the zombies are going to surround you. Right, they're surrounding you, mate.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And then they're coming in the back of your leg. You're done.
Aye. Whereas you've just got an enormous chicken. Enormous chicken, right. Okay.
Right.
Well, fair enough. Thank you, Dave.
Okay.
Thanks, Dave, for the question.
Thanks, Dave.
You can ask Daz anything next week, whether it's zombie, chicken, or anything related to that. You can get in touch.
I think we have lots of questions about the towels.
Towel-based questions. Right, time for the quiz then. Let's move on.
Right.
Right then, it's the shootout quiz. It's 16-15.
Oh, this is close.
In the terms of it, scores. I can't get the board there, but right. You know how it works by now. Penalty shootout style. Basic questions. Top bins. What was the rule we thought we would introduce last week? Remember, if it's a draw going in, if it's a draw going into the final question, we both have to use our top bin.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. We'll stick with that this week. That's quite good. I quite like that. Right. Okay. Question number one. Let's go.
Question number one. Share quiz. Here we go. Right. Which League One side stadium name mentions a Scottish hill range? Which League One side stadium name mentions a Scottish hill range?
Hill range?
Hmm.
League One. Oh, I know that. I know that, John Boy.
There you go.
I've got that.
Stephen, you got an answer written down?
Nope.
Hill range, think about it.
Think about it.
I've got absolutely...
Hurry up, because they fucking zombies are at your ankle.
I've got absolutely no idea.
Ah, because he's a...
Just about gave it away there, Daz.
Yeah,
I Stephen, you got nothing written down.
Did you?
No, I know it now.
Ockle View.
I know.
Yeah, Ockle
View.
The
Ockles.
There we go.
I hope we don't have a sagey sea.
Right.
That was stupid.
Silly.
That was easy, that, mate.
Right.
Bad start.
Question two. Xander Clark, Hearts goalkeeper, is currently on loan at which side? Xander Clark is currently on loan at which side?
I had that and beat the pundit not that long ago.
Did you?
Lazy bastard!
I did not know that was a question on beat the pundit. I apologise.
Yes.
You lazy bastard.
What do you mean lazy?
Thank you, John.
I did not realise that was a question on beat the pundit.
Keep up the good
Does that mean you don't know it, Stephen?
I don't.
Ach, your game.
I genuinely don't know this because I didn't get asked on Beat the Pundit.
Ah, it was ages ago.
You just said it was the other week.
No, I said I've been asked this on Beat the Pundit.
I don't know. But you got it in then. Fuck. There's that.
There's that. Doncaster Rovers.
Yeah. That was months ago, right enough.
There we go.
You'd be better going top bin, mate. You're getting spanked. Unless.
Not good.
This is not good.
See,
well, no, it's,
say who you
since,
see.
Since Gordon's had the questions before.
Well, he wouldn't have had this one before because it's a say what you see for question number three.
I'm sure.
I want to put a picture up on the screen behind you. You just got to tell me what football player from Scottish football it is. Okay, you ready for your say what you see for this week?
Yeah.
And here it comes. Boom.
Oh, that's is that Danny Owl? Dyer Owl. Is that an owl? What is that? I can't. That's Danny Dyer.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Right. So how you got it then?
I've not. Well, I've got the first part.
Danny.
Yeah.
Danny Bird. Danny.
Danny Bird.
Danny Dragon. What is that? What the fuck is that? That looks like Danny Owl. Danny Owl.
Now, are you bluffing there, Stephen? Have you got an answer written down?
I've got an answer written down. I've genuinely got no idea whether it's right or not.
Okay, what have you written down?
Danny Rowe.
Oh, no!
It's not the right answer.
It's not the answer.
It's not the answer.
See, if you know your Greek mythology... or
sadly, it's not an area of expertise for me, John.
Or you've probably seen Harry Potter. If you've watched a bit of Harry Potter...
John, what is that?
Oh, shit!
What is it?
Danny Griffin.
It's a griffin. It's a kind of combination of a bird and a lion.
I thought you had that, Danny Rowe. Honestly.
I was like, you kept on saying owl, and I was like, rule.
I only know Danny Diet because I'm watching his caravan thing.
Oh, yeah.
Are you watching it?
No, I've not seen it.
He's great. I love him.
No points for Gryffindor.
Right.
Oh, okay. You're struggling here.
Okay, 2-0 to Daz still.
Yeah.
Top bin for you, mate.
Question four.
Okay. Yeah. In what year did Michael Higden win Player of the Year? Partick Thistle won the First Division and Dundee were relegated. In what year did Michael Higden win Player of the Year? Partick Thistle won the First Division and Dundee were relegated.
I should know this because there's a story when he won Player of the Year, what happened to him that night. Can you remember?
Did he end up in the jail or something like that?
Yes, he spent the night in the cells. That's true.
He just got lifted.
Get lifted after the Player
of
the Year.
Were you out there then?
Yeah.
What happened?
I think it wasn't in the
place, it was somewhere else. Yeah.
It was somewhere else, he went out somewhere else. And he got huckled.
Good play, Michael Higgin.
Yeah.
Play for the Falkirk. Right, okay, Stephen, what have you got?
Is it 2013?
2013 you've written. Daz, what have you written?
I went 2014.
It's 2013.
Yeah, I only know that because Dunfermline also got relegated that year as well through the playoffs. So, and we played Partick Thistle.
I really should have put that as one of the clues.
We played Partick Thistle in the last game of the season.
What's the score, Johnny Boy?
That is 2-1.
One, we would have stayed up.
2-1, right. So, Stephen, you've got a decision to make here.
Well, I'm going to have to go for my top bin. So.
Or and just hope that you could take it both for a tie break.
I'll go top bin. Top bin.
Right, okay. Your top bin question. Who was Dunfermline's captain at the turn of the century? Who was Dunfermline's captain at the turn of the century?
Ah, you need to get that. Skipper armband. Let the team out.
Skipper armband.
Oh, they're good coaches. Jimmy Calderwood took over in 99.
Come on.
Oh, fuck.
A Pars fan? Call yourself a Pars fan?
Well, it could be number eight folk. Right, I'll just say your answer.
Right, who are you going for?
I'll go Scott Thompson.
Not a chance.
And Marshall has saved! Yes!
It was Andy Todd.
I would never have said
Andy Todd.
What's the score?
Never have said Andy Todd. You've won.
What was the other question then?
What was the question?
Who's Livingston's current club captain?
Ryan McGowan
is the correct answer. I thought it was Scott Pittman, but no, it's Ryan McGowan. There you go. There we are.
Ryan McGowan.
Skipper. You always know the skippers. Always watch for the guys that lead the team out.
I would never have said
Andy
Todd.
Is that 16
there.
Each?
That's 16 each.
Ooh, that's close.
You've levelled it. So, there you go. Right then, that is it for the Big Scottish Football Podcast this week. Thank you very much. Get your questions, your comments, your theories on dish towels and all that stuff involved on YouTube, as per usual. And the build-up to the semi-final starts right now on the Big Scottish Football Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week with another show, and it's a very big day next Monday, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah.
Why is that, Daz?
It's my birthday.
It's Daz's birthday next week on the podcast. So bring your birthday cake, bring your poppers. Birthday poppers, you know, celebration poppers.
It's going to be a very old podcast next week.
It's bring a popper as you can bring.
Catch you next week.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.